Very happy to be joined now by Maple Leafs forward Matt Martin. Matt, thanks so much for this. So, yeah, yesterday was not great. I think you'd be one of the first to admit it. But those games, they happen, and those have not been the usual for this team over the last couple of months. Would you agree?
I agree. I think we've been playing some pretty strong hockey for the last little while, and obviously never like to put up a stinker like we did yesterday. But like you said, they do happen. The important thing is to get back on track tomorrow, start playing well again, and respond the right way. I think you never want to start losing 2, 3, 4 games in a row. So when you do have a little bit of a step back, you want to correct it as quick as possible and get back to our winning ways.
So Matt, you're a young man. You're 27 years old. I'm led to believe, although maybe there's something happening here with your birth certificate that's not correct, because you're like playing the role of the old grizzled vet on this team, aren't you? It's amazing, because you're talking about 18, 19 year olds surrounded that you're surrounded by, that you have to play the role of veteran on this team, don't you?
Yeah, it is pretty crazy with the amount of young guys we have on this team. At 27, I was far from old on the Islanders, but I'm enjoying it. There's a lot of young guys. There's a lot of energy. They enjoy coming to the rink every day, and it really is a whole new role for me. So I'm enjoying that as well. And I joke a lot that the young guys just used me to get into movies and whatnot. But I have a lot of fun with them, and like I said, it's a lot of energy. They come with a smile on their face every day, and they work hard, and it's a great time to be a Maple Leaf.
Yeah, not that I want to bring everything back around to me, but I am kind of self-centered. And I'm kind of going through the same thing where I'm like at a point in my career where I'm working with younger people, and it's never really happened to me before. I've usually been the young guy, and it takes some getting used to, isn't it? Like weird. You're a little younger than me, but 27, you're 27, Matt. You're not old. I want you to know that.
Well, thank you. But yeah, definitely all the young guys here definitely make you feel old. It's a quick transition from being a young guy to an old guy in this league. So it happens very quickly. It does take a little bit of an adjustment. But like I said, as long as you feel young at heart, that's all that matters.
Well, and it doesn't help that like apparently you and Mitch Marner have garnered a pretty nice friendship. And not only is he young, he looks younger than he actually is. So that probably makes you feel even older.
Exactly. He reminds me a lot of myself when I was his age. He's just very energetic. Obviously, he's a better player than I was, but he's doing an unbelievable job for this team on the ice and off the ice. He's just enjoying it and having fun. And I mean, what else can you ask for from a 19-year-old kid other than enjoying the process and playing obviously at a very high level? So. He's someone I kind of bonded with, and he's always fun to be around.
Talking to Maple Leafs forward Matt Martin. Matt, I don't know if you saw or heard what your head coach had to say about you today. Did you see it or hear it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you what he said. And it feels a lot like, I don't know if you've been the best man at a wedding, but it's like it's the best man when he addresses his buddy, the groom. He says all these positive things, and it's nice, but it's also kind of awkward. I'm going to make you feel awkward, because this is very high praise indeed from your head coach, Mike Babcock. Here's what he said. We don't get slapped around ever. Last year, we got abused. We never get slapped around now. Not only is he a good player, he's a great man. He treats those kids with kindness, with a firm hand of accountability. At the same time, he's a good pro. He lives right. He acts right. Treats his teammates right. He's got a huge fan in me. I'll tell you that. How does that make you feel, Matt?
It obviously makes me feel good. I don't read too much of media stuff, especially here in Toronto. I think that's important for players, obviously, not to get too tied into what everyone else has to say about us. But knowing the way your head coach feels about you is important, and the feeling is mutual. I mean, he's a great coach, and he's obviously communicates with us every day. And at the end of the day, he can be hard on us, but he just wants to make us a great team and great players as well as great people. So he wants to bring a Stanley Cup to Toronto, and as long as we kind of, as a team, and all stay focused with that and understand that he's got the best interest of the team at heart, then we'll be okay.
it really feels like this team has a bunch of warm and fuzzies. Like it just feels like, and I don't know, you would be able to tell me whether it's just the product of winning, of the expectations being what they are, considering this was a 30th place club a year ago. But it really seems like everybody gets along in that locker room, that everybody's kind of on the same page. Do you feel that?
Absolutely. That's, one thing that I've always felt is very important for a team. And I think, my 7 years on the Islanders kind of taught me that. And my coaching staff there on the island was huge on kind of having that family atmosphere. And we were very tight over there. So when I came here, there's a lot of new faces in the locker room. And guys kind of gelled quickly and reminded me a lot of our team on the island. And just everyone likes each other. I feel like I've been saying this a lot lately, but I honestly believe that, if you like each other and care for each other, like family off the ice, that on the ice, you're going to play that much better for one another and be there for one another. And at the end of the day, you can count on one another. And, I think this group has kind of grown together nicely. And we don't want to get ahead of ourselves either. We're only 42, 43 games in this season. We find ourselves in a good spot right now, but the toughest stretch of the season coming up here, and we need to be prepared for it. The games only get harder from here, and we're still a young team that's learning, but certainly we are playing some pretty good hockey outside of last night, and like I said, if we can continue to build every single day and work hard and listen to what the staff has to say in meetings, I think we can grow, and I think we can grow quickly.
Talking to Maple Leafs forward Matt Martin, you got into it a little bit with Henrik Lundqvist yesterday. What was? Can you divulge any of that conversation?
No, I mean, listen, I played against him a lot over the last 7-8 years, whatever it is now, and he's a great goalie. And obviously they were one of our big rivals. So me playing the Rangers still feels like a big rivalry game for me. I don't know if it's a big one for the Maple Leafs, but. I think it'll always be a big one for me, especially with my girlfriend's family being huge Ranger fans. But it's an emotional game. He came out of net and said something. I said something back, and we'll leave it there.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, it is a family program after all. You mentioned it. Your girlfriend, Sydney Esiason, daughter of Boomer Esiason. So who gets the last laugh? You guys did going into MSG not too long ago. I mean, do you talk to Boomer after every game you play against the Rangers?
Generally, yeah. He sent me a text after the one at MSG and said, great game. And wasn't happy with his team's performance, but he's passionate about his Rangers. And at the end of the day, he's always going to root for them. He roots for the Maple Leafs any other night, but when it's against the Rangers, he's 100% root for them, but I haven't talked to him about last night yet. I'm sure I'm going to have to man up here and send him a message at some point. He's probably waiting for it.
That's awesome. Talking to Matt Martin, Leafs forward. So obviously no Morgan Rielly yesterday. And a lot of people pointing to that as part of the reason why it was not this team's best performance over the last couple of months. What does he mean to this team? And is that a bit of a cop-out when you're talking about that 60-minute game yesterday, but not having Morgan Rielly? What does that mean?
Well, first of all, it's 100% a cop-out. I mean, teams have to deal with injuries every year at different points throughout the season, and you got to find a way to win games. Certainly, missing an unbelievable player and defenseman doesn't mean we can't come in and work hard and compete at least. So I don't think that's fair to say with him out of the lineup is why we didn't perform yesterday. But Morgan is a top tier defenseman for us, and he controls the game with his legs, and he's been playing so well defensively. We obviously miss him. He's a leader in the room as well, and a big part of the team. So, obviously we want to have him back as quick as possible, but we've been pretty fortunate with injuries all year. We're going to have to find a way to kind of stay afloat here without him.